This is Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio. I'm Ezra Wall. Janice Ellis grew up on a Mississippi cotton farm during the height of the civil rights movement. From there, she encountered racial and gender-based discrimination on her way to earning a PhD and becoming an author and speaker. In her new book, From Liberty to Magnolia, Ellis recounts how she worked to overcome those barriers to her success. She tells MPB's Karen Brown about her early years in rural Mississippi.
My dad had a cotton, corn farm, but also with seven kids, he grew all of his vegetables and everything. It was a very sheltered life. Going into town was an event, really, on Saturdays, because you would spend your days in the fields or going to school and your nights sitting on the porch by moonlight. And so going into the city was an experience for an 11-year-old. My mom started to take me with her every other Saturday when she would go into town to pay bills or get groceries or whatever.
At what age did you witness or experience racism?
Well, obviously, I was bused past a white school to a black school in high school. But I really experienced firsthand the fear that was expressed in my household when the Klan burned a cross on my dad's lawn because he was registering people to vote. And I was about 11 or 12 years old. And then probably the other incidents were when I was 13, my parents went into the city, into Magnolia, to get clothes out of the cleaners on Saturday. So my mom would have a dress to wear to church. And as they came out of the laundry, two cute little white boys spit at them. And my mom and dad was so horrified, they just rushed to the car and they got into the car because I think they just did not want to cause any confrontation at all. And then I remember one day when we were driving to Magnolia, my dad got out, stopped to help one of our neighbors who happened to have been white get a cow back in to a broken fence. And as he was helping my neighbor, a car passed, slowed down, and a little cute, curly, blonde, white, maybe 5-year-old little boy yelled, "Nigger." And so those were sort of the early incidences. In high school, my classmate was Herbert Lee. His father, Herbert Lee Jr., you may know of him. He was featured in the Freedom Riders documentary that was on PBS, well, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. He was killed because he sort of headed the initiative with my father. They both were NAACP members to register people to vote. So that was pretty traumatic for me. And so I'd say in my pre-adolescence and teen years is when I really became aware.
You grew up during the civil rights era and women's lib era. Did you face struggles on both sides or were they always merged?
On both sides. I'll give you an example. I helped integrate Millsaps College in 68. I transferred from Tougaloo College there, and it was pretty blatant racism there when kids would get off the sidewalk or wouldn't sit with us in the cafeteria. I actually changed my major. I was a math major because the professor wouldn't look at me when I asked him to help me figure out where I was making false assumptions in proving an abstract theorem. It was blatant racism there, but then when I went to graduate school to work on both my master's and my doctorate, it was both because I went to graduate school 6 months pregnant with my first son, and I actually had professors tell me that they didn't know how I could complete my PhD and be a mom as well. And one professor actually gave me an example of his wife who had to drop out in getting her master's when their first daughter was born. So I've confronted both, and there are days, quite honestly, during my professional career when I would walk in for an interview, I didn't know which weight more, you know, whether or not it was a woman walking through the door or a black walking through the door. So it depended on the situation. I would say career-wise, they both came into play, and there were times when one played more than the other.
The subtitle of your book is In Search of the American Dream. Did you find it?
Well, yes and no. I found it in the sense that I never gave up, and I've had some good jobs, but in those jobs, I'll give you a classic example. I worked for a large pharmaceutical company for about 6 or 7 years, and I started as a director. And I negotiated a $70 million contract with one of the largest healthcare providers in the nation. And no matter what I did, I got outstanding performances every quarter, the 6 years I was there. And you know, I never was promoted. Someone would always come in over me that I had to train. On the one hand, I could say I did not reach the pinnacle of corporate America. I did well despite the racism and sexism that I faced.
The book is called From Liberty to Magnolia, In Search of the American Dream, and it's written by Janice S. Ellis. Let me say Dr. Janice S. Ellis, because you did get your PhD. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen, for having me.